This is Skywatch with John Bell, Planetarium Director at Indian River State College.
With computers, iPads, and smartphones, there are all kinds of star charts available to anyone who wants to look up at the heavens. I'm old-fashioned and still like to look at star charts that are drawn on paper, with black dots on a white background, which gives the best contrast. Most star charts show the bright stars as big dots and the fainter stars as smaller dots. The brightest stars have Arabic, Greek, Latin, or English names. When we run out of names, we use the Greek and Roman alphabets to designate stars from bright to dim. Antares, in the southwest this evening, is the brightest star in Scorpius, and so is designated as Alpha Scorpii. The fourth brightest star, Teshuba, is Delta Scorpii, and so on until you run out of letters. We can also use Flamsteed numbers, named in honor of John Flamsteed, the first director of the Greenwich Observatory. The numbers go up as you move eastwards. Antares becomes 21 Scorpii, and Teshuba, near the west end of the constellation, is designated 7 Scorpii.